As we talked about earlier, celebrated soprano Renee Fleming opens the 2014 BSO season at Tanglewood in an all-American program with the BSO. She will present great works at the American Concert Hall and Opera Stage, plus favorites from musical theater and popular genres.
And William Eddins is conducting the program along with Rob Fisher. Eddins is the musical director of the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra and a frequent guest conductor of major orchestras throughout the world.
He's been playing piano since he was five when his parents bought him a Wurlitzer grand piano at a garage sale. He started conducting during a sophomore year at the Eastman School of Music, and most of the 80s were spent trying to decide whether to pursue a career in conducting or piano. We now know the answer to that question. Bill Eddins, welcome to the program. Thank you very much.
Did your parents really buy you a piano when you were 5 years old? And if they did, what made them do it?
My father was a singer, not a professional, but had sung for years and also played some piano. And they found this Wurlitzer Grand, the 7-foot Wurlitzer Grand, wow, in a garage sale in Buffalo. And it's a unique instrument. It's made of mahogany and cast iron steel. It has a raised and exposed harp, so there is no there's no lid.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no fall board for the keys, and it was originally designed to stand on this kind of plexiglass S. It was very, very mod, very Art Deco. And the only thing that we really know about the instrument is that it was supposed to have been made for the last concert tour of Sigmund Romberg.
No kidding.
And we thought for years that we had the only one of this style left in the world, until I found another one in, of all places, the Piano Museum of the Schubert Club in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I, of course, live in Minneapolis. And they thought that they had the only one left in the world. So those two instruments are now within about 4 miles of each other.
How many people in that Schubert Club anyway?
There are a lot.
Are there?
There are a lot of people in that club.
Okay, so do you still have the piano? You still own it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful, beautiful instrument. And those two are kind of, you know, within a few miles of each other.
Is that the Wurlitzer company, the same company that made the, you know, the jukeboxes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
My family had an early Wurlitzer jukebox with the alcohol bubbles that
fabulous.
Went up and around the side.
Old school.
We sold it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, what's interesting is you are helping us dine on the wonderful were provided to us from the Tanglewood executive chef Joshua Ingram, but you yourself are a chef.
I love food. I love everything about food. This is, of course, the one thing that can truly distract me from music
From interviews.
From interviews as well. You know, I love that you're allowing me to continue my
repast. Well, we've been doing it. Why wouldn't you?
Can you do that during a concert? Can you just?
I'm usually thinking about what I'm going to have after the concert. People think I'm up there emoting. I'm like, ooh, is it pasta or is it lamb tonight?
Is that why there's two of you Saturday night? Because you'll be eating
absolutely
of the buffet.
You know, I get the front half, so I'm like, Rob, you
by that time,
schmuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to be.
There's that word again.
By the end of rehearsal,
it's the schmuck
by
show.
The interview, I end of the interval, I'm eating.
Yeah. So do you? You were born in Buffalo?
Yes, sir.
And what's that like?
Well, Buffalo's a great town.
Is it?
Filled with just fabulous, fabulous people. You know, the town has gone through hard times, and it was part of the Rust Belt. But, you know, I grew up there. I was born in 64, and I grew up there all during the 70s. And, you know, let me tell you, to this day, if I'm out in the world somewhere, and I meet someone, and I find out that they are from Buffalo, I know I'm going to like them.
Yeah, you should be in touch with Governor Andrew Cuomo, because he spends more time in Buffalo than any other place.
Good man.
That's right, because he considers that the key to his potential electoral success.
And we have good food in Buffalo. I'm just pointing that out.
Wings.
Does it help?
Wings, yeah.
Does it help you bring to understand Edmonton better?
Of course, because I'm half Canadian.
Right.
I mean, you know, growing up in Buffalo. So.
Right.
I mean, I understand that my Canadian friends are very sorry, and they're always, you know, they're very sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
They're very Canadian about being very sorry and all this, and, you know, it amuses me more than anything else. Yeah. I see the differences, but I also see the similarities.
Why Minnesota?
Because it's a beautiful place to live. And I got, I was hired there in 92 to be the assistant conductor of the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked around and said, you know what? The funny thing is, I said, this town reminds me in many ways a Buffalo, New York, in that they were founded around the same time. Buffalo's a little bit older, but it was from that same kind of stream, economic stream. It starts up in northern Minnesota in the Iron Range. And so they would ship iron ore, and it would come down through Minneapolis and St. Paul. It would go through the Great Lakes. It would end up in Buffalo, go through the Erie Canal, and go out to the East Coast. There are a lot of similarities in architecture, in style, and kind of how the cities are laid out. The Twin Cities, it just has more going on than almost any other place in this hemisphere, really. I mean, we have more Fortune 500 companies per any other metropolitan area. It's very safe. It's very clean.
Are you a long way from Lake Wobegon?
Well, you know what? Strangest hour of my life was spent in a room with Garrison Keillor.
oddly enough, me too.
Right?
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who have worked with him on and off through through Prairie Home Command throughout the year. And, of course, Rob, the other conductor for this concert, has done so for many years. And we all of us have those Garrison Keillor stories. He's very, very inventive. But he's a slightly odd man.
Oh, he is.
Oh, man.
We agree with that.
Oh, we'll tell you stories.
Yeah.
I'm only rushing because we're just about out of time, because God, would I love to go on this line for a long time.
Right.
But, absolutely. However, I do want to hear your side of the Tony Fogg story. So you're in the shed, you're on stage with Renee, and things are going great, and then Tony says, maybe this.
Gentlemen, the worst place to hear an orchestra is on the podium.
Really?
Acoustically, you can't tell. You do not know what is going out in your hall.
Uh-huh.
And you can hear some of it bouncing back to you at the end, but you can't really tell from where you are. So to have an extra pair of ears out there, whether it's someone like Tony, or it's an assistant conductor, or just someone who is a musician, it makes a huge difference.
Have you ever had an orchestra member just give you lip?
Oh, of course.
What do you do then? What's your method for dealing with this?
You don't cook for them.
Look, we have the strangest people in this business.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you that just straight out. You know, at some time at the age of 12.
Like not Garrison Keillor strange,
no,
but strange.
Just bizarre.
Okay.
You know, sometime when everyone was 12.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened is that they played a concert or something, and someone came up to them and said, "You're wonderful. You have such a career. You're going to be world famous." And the problem is that our emotional growth stops at that moment. And we end up going into music, and we love it. But we have this voice is still echoing in the back of our head. "I'm a superstar. You know, I should have been this and that and the other." And it does affect us. I mean, it really does. Those of us who realize that this is happening, I think we're a little bit happier than our colleagues who don't, because we can at least laugh at each other, you know, and at ourselves.
You know, Bill, you may be the best guest we've ever had.
Right up there.
I'm a star.
But no, seriously, you're a great guest.
Oh, I have fun doing this.
Bill Edens is conducting the Tanglewood opening night program featuring Renee Fleming along with Rob Fisher. And Renee Fleming, I would assume, a lot of fun to work with.
You know, it doesn't suck to stand next to one of the greatest voices on the planet, I got to say.
Well, you can go to tanglewood.org for more information. Bill Edens is conducting with Rob Fisher on Saturday night. It's the opener here at Tanglewood. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, gentlemen.